This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Imagine you're in charge of a bunch of young people and you want to bring them together to excite them through discussions around a controversial topic. Well, you could choose a book, a debate around current events, say failed oil drilling, torpedoing of a neighbor's ship, or you could do a community service project. But this year, the University of California at Berkeley decided the best way to provoke intellectual discussion is to offer genetic testing to all freshmen and then discuss the results. So all freshmen will be asked to swab the inside of their mouth to collect a sample of DNA. The sample will then be sent for analysis, supposedly only looking for three genes, one for the digestion of folic acid, one for a tolerance to alcohol, and one for the breakdown of dairy products. The goal is to discuss a new field of health called personalized medicine. This is a set of emerging technologies that are likely to revolutionize medicine by allowing doctors to tailor medical care specifically to your genetic blueprint. While companies currently offer DNA testing to consumers for a large fee, most professional groups have called for a moratorium on this type of consumer-driven testing, at least until we can understand more about the consequences of testing and until we can assure that the advertisements and promotions are accurate in what they promise. Well, what would stop Berkeley or the genetics lab from conducting additional tests on this DNA? And what happens when they find out that a student has a gene that might lead to difficulty with, say, digesting dairy products or folic acid? Who's responsible for taking this piece of information and interpreting it for the students? Do all these students just march off to the student health service? How can the school expect freshmen, many of whom aren't even 18, meaning they can't even decide to drink a beer, to be able to make this complicated decision about whether or not they should be tested? Frankly, I don't trust the security of any university system, certainly not with your personal DNA. The school will be collecting far more information than simply present or absent for three genes. Whether they want it or not, they'll have the student's entire genetic code. And what happens if this data gets stolen? Crazy, you say? Well, they told us that drilling in the Gulf was totally safe. They told us that our banking information and credit card information was completely safe. And they told us that electronic medical records were completely safe. Could they be wrong about the safety of these students' DNA? You bet. Even if the testing is anonymous, as they promise, could they match each sample to a freshman? You bet. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.